You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
Not a monster again. Yeah. Four. Why, oh, yeah. Why, oh, yeah. Los blones. Los cantes que prendan los blones. Vamos a quemar como se supone.
Shout out to all of our Caribbean listeners. Yo, what's going on?
What is up?
What up? What up, my peeps?
What up,
what
dude?
Up, my boy?
What up?
We here. Back for another. Back at it again.
What's your name?
What's your name? Shout out to all of our Caribbean listeners out there. Huge shout out. We had to play some reggaeton for you guys. That's a vibe. But we back, baby. Back with another episode. Episode 9.
Yeah.
We're about to hit 9 episodes. Yeah, dog.
We should do something special for the 10th episode.
We should roll up for the 10th episode and smoke.
I mean,
well, we just did that for the 9th episode.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then, like, that wasn't the other episode you brought your,
it was
like another joke.
It was a joke, guys. It was just fucking joke.
Damn, that shit flew over our
Anyways,
heads, dog.
What's going on, everyone? What's going on, everyone? This is one of three friends, three buds, three hosts. I am Mark, here with my two good friends. We are the Three Bud Podcast. You guys want to say hello? I just reversed that whole intro. Go for it.
I know,
but you
right?
Good. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Davey. You know that dude.
Okay. It's Naomi, you guys. What's up? Get okay.
And we
Let's
are we are the
three, the three buds.
The three buds.
Hey, somebody else is late today.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Today we have Naomi's in a very good mood today. She's always in a good mood, but today she's in an extra good mood because there's some more estrogen in the building today.
There is, everybody.
Yes.
The pheromones. It's just a crazy vibe right
now.
Shout
out to females.
Shout out to the females, the goddesses.
Yes.
We have a good friend, longtime friend of us and of the pod, Leticia. Our good friend Leticia is here. You want to say hello to the peeps?
What's up?
Hey. Thanks for having me, guys. It's an honor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate we appreciate your time. And before we begin, we do have to just get your consent on air.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously, this is a podcast where we smoke and talk about weed. We will be asking you questions. Are you okay with all of that? Is there anything that's off limits?
No, I'm an open book.
An open book. All right. And
open book.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to have you here. You are officially our third guest, but realistically our second guest because John's always here. But yeah, I would like to thank you for joining us on this journey, this fun adventure we're about to have.
Thank you.
If it does ever get to a point that I do or any of us ask you a question that you don't feel comfortable answering, you can just let us know and we'll leave it alone.
I will.
You say no comment.
Yeah,
like
no comment.
My lawyer isn't present.
I would like my lawyer.
Yeah, and everything you say on here is allegedly.
Yeah.
So
allegedly.
Yeah.
With air quotes, you got to do the air quotes.
Allegedly.
It's the only way. But yeah, That's good. And Mark, you got to give everybody the
yes,
the disclaimer.
So, and lastly, before we jump into things, because this is the Three Buds Pod. And not only are we friends, we are buds, and that is a play on words because we like smoking weed and talking to you guys about our life experiences and our weed experiences. We encourage everyone out there that's listening to join us, spark up, roll up, pack a bowl, hit the dab, do whatever you need to do. Get high with us. Live life in a great state of mind. Obviously, the exclusions are if you're pregnant, if you're on probation, if you're working, or if you're driving. But other than that, join us. Feel free to tag along.
Be the lucky fourth bud.
The fourth bud. The unofficial fourth bud.
Well, Letitia's our fourth bud right now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, then you're the fifth bud. But I was saying, you know how Seattle has the 12th man.
Yeah, yeah.
Our listeners could be the fourth bud.
We should get shirts that say the fourth bud.
Yeah.
All right, check this out.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. It's like, never mind.
No, go for it, because I'm going to hit this real quick.
No, it's because, like, isn't the fourth kind, like, isn't that like an alien sort of thing?
Alien movie? Yeah, kind of. Or if you break the fourth dimension.
Fourth wall?
Fourth wall, there we go, that's what I was thinking.
Or a fourth meal, Taco Bell.
You had Taco Bell as your fourth meal today?
No, I had pizza for dinner.
You had a fourth meal today?
Oh, that was my second meal of the day.
Okay. No, that's not bad.
But without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in. Start this off with our weekly reoccurring segment, The Quick Hits, where we go ahead and talk about news, updates, and everything cannabis related.
Quick Hits.
Do the drop. Heads. Do the drop.
You know what I picture? Just like Superman taking his fucking glasses off and flying off.
Every time you hear that?
Yeah, every time. It's just like Clark Kent.
I was going to say, is it Superman taking off his glasses or is it Clark Kent?
Yeah, I had to go back. Clark Kent taking off his glasses, turning into Superman.
What if Superman is wearing his glasses? What if Superman's wearing Clark Kent's glasses?
Yeah, you know what's crazy is like
Super Kent?
Someone probably is like smoking bud, right? And then they're like, yo, that guy, he took his glasses off and he just flew off. No one saw that.
Oh, like the only high guy in the room.
Yeah, yeah, but he notices Superman every time. He's like, oh, yo, he just disguises himself with glasses. And you guys don't see that. This
and everyone's just like, that dude's high. Don't just ignore him.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him. He's high as fuck.
That'd be funny if he put the glasses on, still had a Superman suit on, and they'll be like, oh, what's up, Clark Kent? How are you doing today?
What's up, Super Kent?
They're like, oh, you're nice costume. You look just like Superman.
The Matrix starts glitching. But anyways.
What's the quick hits, though?
We just got completely sidetracked. Because
we talked about music. Superman.
Yeah, so the quick hits. I'll start this off. There's a weird thing happening right now in the state of Florida, like usual. But in Florida with cannabis, there's a 5% rule. And basically that states that anyone who is a 5% owner of a cannabis company, 5% or more, they are legally not allowed to invest in other cannabis companies. And basically,
really?
Basically they're just trying to prevent a few amount of people from monopolizing their part in the weed world. There's something happening right now where a company is an owner of a company is trying to buy out another company, and so there's a lot of hoopla right now in the world of weed in Florida regarding this. So I'm going to keep a close eye on this. I do think it's going to have some implications in some further cases, and we'll just see where it goes.
It's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, and it goes, you know, I've said it a million times over in every episode, like, I hate to see the day where there's a few big players in the weed world, like,
I know.
It should be a free market as much as possible.
Yo, but if we'll Walmart see. Gets in that shit, it's over.
No, if Amazon gets into it, it's over.
Yeah, didn't we say that before? That somebody like wasn't saying no to it, but it was possibility.
They didn't like openly endorse weed, but they did say like it shouldn't be illegal anymore. Which is actually a perfect segue into the next quick hit, where the Attorney Surgeon General, the highest medical rank in the nation, he came out and said, stop arresting people for weed. Stop doing it. It's not fair. It doesn't benefit anything or anybody. You're ruining lives. So stop it. So another person, huge person in the world.
Shout out.
With lots of power. And he didn't openly endorse weed, but he straight up said, stop arresting people for it. It's not fair. It's not right. And
yeah, for real.
There's better things to waste your time, energy, and money on.
You think he smoked before?
I think anybody in power has smoked weed before.
Me too. Definitely Barack Obama. But yeah, back to
I don't think that's their first choice of drug, though.
No.
All know their first choice.
Moving on to the next quick hit. A California Republican congressman was filmed bulldozing unregulated weed farms.
What?
So he volunteered. He took pride in his volunteer work for this, and he recorded himself hopping in bulldozers and destroying illegal, quote-unquote, weed farms. So basically, you know, to be a grower, you have to be regulated. You have to be, like, licensed and get permission. Yeah, he just took his time and destroyed and was happy, was filming himself laughing.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm picturing if he just walked into your little gross situation and just stomping
my alleged gross situation.
Yeah, he just started stomping on it and he's just like, fuck this shit.
Well, it's good thing I'm not in California.
How did he destroy it though?
He was literally in a bulldozer.
And just a bulldozer?
Like literally there was a bunch of people and they were just going around destroying all known illegal, quote unquote, weed farms.
That'd be funny if he's like, yeah, that shit's in that person's closet, and he just bulldozes the fucking house.
Yeah,
be like, you shouldn't have a fucking illegal grow situation going on there.
Bunch
of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Californian Republican.
On the other side of the aisle, there was a Tennessee Democratic congressman.
Weird.
A Tennessee Democratic congressman who came out and kind of was slamming the whole Sha'Carri Richardson situation.
What? Saying for
that,
real?
Basically saying that she shouldn't have been suspended, that it's all bullshit, and there's no way it gives you any sort... weed isn't a performance-enhancing drug unless you're in the hot dog eating contest. he jokingly said that, but, like, you know...
Yeah.
More ripples because of the stone that was thrown in this whole situation. Yeah. So really interesting. Another shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson. She had a deal. She got a deal with Nike.
Yeah. And shout out to her.
Beats, right?
Yeah.
Which is like an Apple.
Yep.
It's so crazy because she's made such an impact on like.
She never has to run again a day in her life.
Yeah.
But you know she's going to. She's going to come back and prove everyone wrong. So
it's. I feel like it's changed a lot of people's mindset on it too.
Yeah.
Like even people that probably are against marijuana and shit, like they're probably thinking like, man, she really can't run in the Olympics. Like look how fast she ran. Like look how she just beat the record.
She deserves a medal.
And she can't because she smoked. Yeah. Like that sounds kind of dumb if you think about it.
We'll see. We'll see what continues to unfold of that situation. But just moving forward, there's a lot of shit going on right now with the Olympics. And next one. There is a possibility of a vote next week in Congress to protect people from losing their affordable housing from the government if they've smoked marijuana.
Really?
So they're trying to prevent it so that people can't be denied or can't risk losing their place of living because they smoke weed.
Oh, that's pretty.
So they're trying to protect the people.
That's pretty nice.
We'll see what happens. You know, as always, it's a big money scheme. So whatever gets the most money is what they're gonna go for. But I hope they do the right thing. A lot of people would be affected by this, and we know what kind of people, you know, low income people would be most affected by this. Another facet of the war on drugs. So
yeah,
fingers crossed. Prayers. Hopefully this goes the right way. We'll keep an eye on it. Let's see. There is a contradictory issue in revisions to Florida laws on smokable medical marijuana. And it seems...
That sounds like a lot of big words in there. You need to explain to me like if I'm four, bro.
Yeah, so I'll break this down. So basically... the enforcing, I don't know if it's the Department of Agriculture. Davey's fucking hilarious. He's like,
just laugh at the shit he said.
Dems is some big woods.
A lot of syllables.
He's like, that's
that
stupid blood.
Davey needs a reality show.
That's stupid blood.
That should be boring. That should be on Adult Swim at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
But basically, new laws have been put in place very recently in the state of Florida for smokable medical marijuana. Now physicians who are issuing the licensing, they have to like give certain consent forms. They have to give rules on not smoking near like oxygen tanks and things like that. Like there's a lot of stuff about that. And they're enforcing it. The overseeing government body, I don't know if it's the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Health in this situation, but they're enforcing these laws and there's possibilities of physicians getting in trouble for not enforcing them. However, the governing body isn't making it easy to access these laws to find out what they are.
What the heck?
They're not openly showing the consent forms that they have to show patients. They're not putting out widespread notices to all physicians like, hey, you need to start doing this. So it's some really shady shit going on. A lot of physicians are pissed off because they feel like they're being set up for failure.
Yeah.
So we'll keep a close eye on that. Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting.
What the hell?
When you go up for your renewal, I'm curious to see if you have to like sign any new forms or if they'll like give you a pamphlet like, "Oh, hey, by the way, this is new material you have to agree to," or I'll follow up with you when you have to go get your shit renewed.
I probably wouldn't have to do that because I actually like personally know a doctor.
But that's kind of who they're going after is the doctors who aren't enforcing everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
I'll be curious. Well, I'll check in with you. Or next time you go and get it renewed, you let us know.
I got you.
And then the last quick hit, pretty cool. New York airports will no longer confiscate cannabis. Woo! Round of applause to New York.
Hey. You got that za.
Yo, you got there that go. Za?
Yeah, small airports, big airports. Za?
You got that za?
Here we go. And those are the quick hits before we run off here. Dude, those are the quick hits. That's all I got for this week. Thank you for participating in that, guys.
Man, that's a lot of impactful shit happening, though. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like every week we come in here and it's more impactful shit. And I personally, I really like doing this because I know a lot of people don't look into this stuff.
Yeah.
And I get a kick out of it. I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is wilding. These white people is crazy.
Shout out to our white listeners.
Shout out
though.
To our Caucasian listeners.
Yeah, from Caucasia.
That are down with the shits. You got to be down with the shits. If you ain't down with the shits, we ain't down with you.
Yeah, you got to be down with the shits, man.
But that's it. That's all I got. How you guys doing today? You guys feeling all right?
Yeah.
Davey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, you know.
You been having a good week?
Yeah, it's a pretty good week.
How's your mental health? Pretty good? You feeling good in a good mental space?
You know me, man. I don't care about shit, so I'm always in a piss.
Naomi, how you doing?
Yo.
How you
don't care about
there?
Shit?
Except for you, girl. I care about you.
Gosh, get me out of here.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was excited for today.
Because Letitia's here?
Yeah.
Letitia here? What's up, girl? Hey.
I forgot she was over there. She's so quiet.
Nah,
you guys got me so high.
Yeah.
Like stuck. Jesus.
How you feeling? How have you been?
Yeah,
I've been good.
So let's...
Tired as fuck.
I'm not going to get into a full introduction, but Letitia, we've known each other for a very long time. We used to work together. All Davey, you and myself, we used to work together.
Yeah, taking care of old people.
We've... had, you know, 1,000 smoke sessions together. Obviously, you're friends with Naomi. Actually, last week they divulged that you were kind of the reason they met.
Actually,
I was the reason you guys met.
Yeah.
So first off, thanks for coming on again. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Tell us a little bit about you as a person, what you got going on in your life, and then we'll get into the fun stuff.
I'm a mom.
She's like, I'm a mom. That's it. That's all I got.
Mom.
to the most, like, one of the most adorable babies.
Yes.
Now she got a little attitude though, and I don't know how I fucked with that.
I don't know where the hell she got that shit from.
You. We all know where that came from.
From you and her Dominican family.
Well, her dad is the nicest guy around. So like,
to you? No, I'm kidding. He's great.
Yeah, he's always been nice to me.
Yeah.
No.
You've been good lately?
I know how good.
Motherhood's been treating you good.
Working a lot, definitely working.
Yeah, but you a hard worker, so you good.
Yeah. Planning events. I got a nice event for
What do you August. What do you do for a living for all the listeners out there who don't know you personally?
I am now a bartender.
Oh, and that is a restaurant in Winter Park?
Yes, Italian restaurant with a little modern twist.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We got to go there dressed as the cast of Sopranos.
Yeah, seriously.
Have fun.
Whole bunch of sugar babies in there.
I'm going to go dressed up like Mario.
I hope I'm fired before this.
From Luigi.
Oh my.
Mario and Luigi. I'm be like, where's the princess?
This guy's nuts. This guy bring is me a, nuts. Bring me actually pizza. Fucking mental, bruv.
Hey, that's mental, bruv.
How did you get into... So, not to throw you under the bus here, you are older than us.
Yeah, very old.
You're not.
Oh my
old.
God!
But you are older 32. Than us. You're 32 years old. You're not very old, but you are older than us. How
joking.
Did you get into smoking? What was? Do you remember your first time smoking?
Yes, actually.
Do you feel comfortable talking about this?
Yeah, I don't mind. Okay. I don't care. My parents know a lot.
Just gotta double make sure.
Yeah, no, I snuck out in high school. It was like my junior year. Snuck out with a guy, of course.
Gross. Cooties.
Yeah, you know. All we did was smoke, and
dudes
I didn't
are
like
gross.
It. I didn't like smoking at
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah, never liked it until I got into college, and I was high.
Did you have like a really bad experience your first time, or you just genuinely did not like it?
I just think I felt more paranoid.
Okay.
Like I was scared.
That's
the
fair.
First time I saw it, I was like looking around, seeing if there's cops around. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm gonna get arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Little shit at 12 years old looking at that shit, but
12?
No, I wasn't 12 when I smoked it.
I was
12
like,
when
what
I seen
fuck?
It.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
When I smoked it, I was when I smoked it, I was definitely like 17, 16.
Nice. And
so
go ahead.
Do you think, quick question about the paranoia, do you think you would have been paranoid if like you didn't grow up with it being like a stigma against, you know, like, yo, don't do drugs, like marijuana is
drugs.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. I had this conversation with my boyfriend about how we were going to introduce it to my daughter, too. You know, that's something that we always thought about. I mean, I'm not going to stop smoking.
Yeah.
smoke weed every day. Shout out to all the moms that smoke. Like, fuck
so
that.
Do you think
smoke your shit.
So from that you believe that if you were either like more properly educated or wasn't looked down as much, you probably wouldn't have been as paranoid your
yeah,
first time.
Definitely, especially how it is nowadays, how legal it's getting.
Yeah.
And I would basically more so present it to my daughter as like a, oh, that's like mommy's medicine, or like that's her chill out, you know, shit, not to be scared about it, because once you're scared about it, then you know that that's something bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Growing up, you always think like
they say, you fear what you don't know.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. And they were in like the one drug you would think about is
marijuana.
Smoking
weed back in the day, you know, like
yeah.
They're
maybe.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kinda.
I mean, after my 30th,
that's not bad. So you think if like the if you didn't, you never heard about marijuana before, and didn't know like the bad things that they like pumped in our brains when we were younger towards it, and your friend was just like, "Yo, try this out. It's like kind of like smoking like a cigarette, but you feel really good." And you smoke it, and you're like, "Wow, I do feel good."
You
think it
would have
been like that? No paranoia? You think it was just because of
yeah,
like
maybe.
Growing up with like them telling you like
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I feel you on that. I feel you.
I mean, it's always your company as well. Like when
yeah.
you're doing any kind of drug, it's always
that's very true.
The company
yeah,
that you have
true.
Around.
So speaking of company, if you can, this is a. I know I'm going to put you on the spot right here. Name a famous person. Two or three famous people, dead or alive, that you would smoke with, like your holy smoke session. Who would you invite?
Definitely Selena.
I know she was gonna
saw
say
that.
That.
One coming.
That's my bitch. I don't think she would have smoked.
Yo, you better call me. Be like, yo, I have Selena over here. We getting high. I'd be like, I'm outside.
I need all her attention to me. Like that's my girl.
It's not fair. that's stingy, dog.
No.
All right, so that's one. That's one. That's fair. Can you think of two more or maybe one more?
I think definitely Rihanna.
Okay.
Should be one bad bitch.
Let's go.
Definitely there.
You and Davey.
Baby. Hey, we can go into competition again.
It won't be no competition. Like, I'll just be on the floor like, we are not worthy. All
right, cool.
And probably Barack Obama.
Okay.
Oh. I'd be like, yo, I smoked with my president.
The Jordan Peele Barack Obama, because I feel like that'd be hilarious. Just be Jordan Peele as Barack Obama, like, oh, try this, my brother.
That's funny.
All right, Barack.
Cool. So you got Selena, you got Rihanna, and then you got Barack. Dope.
All people of color. I love it.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to that.
Oh, yeah. People of color.
Do you?
With the fist.
Do you have a preference of how you smoke marijuana, of how you consume THC?
Mostly joints or usually the pens.
Yeah, you're a fan of the pens, huh? Because
it's more convenient. Again, I just don't like smelling like it. Driving with it anymore.
100%.
I mean, I was reckless as shit pre-baby, but yeah. After that, you really got to take into consideration, like, you can still go to jail for it.
Yeah.
Some dumb shit.
And you have another life to take care of, you
it's
know?
Different.
Like it's a lot different.
Our other guest, my friend Ron, my coworker, he's a father, and his daughter's like 7 or I think 7 years old. And we kind of asked him, like, how did fatherhood change your routine of smoking? And he was saying that, like, yeah, he likes, now he has to, like, kind of sneak away, go into a corner, go outside, go for a walk. For you like pens, so you kind of just duck off. And
yeah, I mean, I still like to go off to a corner and
get away. I mean, you don't want to expose her around it,
that, or you don't want to hear her crying in the background and you're trying to hit your joint.
No,
we compromise a lot, so that's my time to kind of get away. And
when you say you compromise, you and your boyfriend?
Yes, okay. We compromise to where, you know, I get my time and he gets his time.
Mommy needs her medicine. She goes away.
Yeah, mommy's going to go get her medicine before she fucking kills us.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
I need to finish the laundry.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Being a parent in general, being a mother especially, it's a lot. So shout out to you. You haven't lost it completely, so you're doing a good job. Hey, you're doing a fucking good job. Round of applause for Leticia and all the young mothers out there who are just figuring it out. Good for you.
Yeah, yes. I can't lie, Leticia. If you were like, yo, can you take care of my daughter for a day? I would have to respectfully decline that. Like, I would have to be like, I don't know.
Davey was the last person I thought would be close to my daughter. And I was like, damn, like, he could have been the godfather because he's so close to her.
And now he's like, yeah, no, I'm never babysitting that kid.
I don't know. The last time she looked at me sideways. Though,
bro, babies do that, man.
But it was for like 7 minutes.
You have to understand, babies do that. They're trying to figure life out.
Yeah, but like,
you look at me like that.
Yo, I see you sideways all the time.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, but this baby did it for 7. It just looked at me.
Bro,
she was probably trying to figure it out.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I looked at her right back. Like, what the fuck you looking at?
Bro,
oh my god.
Yeah, never have him babysit.
You know
daughter,
what you
ever.
Remind me
he
of? Right
he
now?
Actually was our first babysitter.
Really?
I was pissed. I didn't even know. I was on a mommy brunch. And he came over to watch football with the baby.
Oh,
dad,
yeah.
And
oh, okay,
the
okay.
baby.
I didn't do anything, bro.
Yeah.
I'll let you know straight
he
up.
He literally sat
that
there
sounds
and
so
watched
incriminating.
Her while he went
I
to
didn't
go
do anything,
pizza.
I swear.
Like, come on. And then I got back, and baby daddy's like, yeah, I had Davey watch the baby while I got the pizza. I'm like, what?
I can't lie. Like,
what? You left her with Davey?
I can look at her for, like, hours. I can't lie. Like, have her like just like dance around or something like that. I don't know. Isn't that cute?
Davey's the worst babysitter.
It's so cute. Like,
really,
I could just, I do
sure
have
he had
her like.
She would
all
babysit
the time.
Him. Like, she'd be like, you need to eat.
She'd be like, yo, you need to eat. And she's like, and I need to eat.
Oh, man. That's
I've been
funny.
A in about 8 hours. I'm like, damn, my bad. My bad, baby.
Oh, man.
So you prefer the pens. Now, does your boyfriend, does he smoke as well?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
He's been dipping in lately. Okay. But
you said you guys had kind of had that discussion of how you're going to introduce your daughter into that.
Yeah.
What is your like preliminary plan as of right now? Like, do you, if she starts smelling something, was that your trigger that you're like, okay, we have to talk to her about this, or what is?
I'd rather just tell her up front. Like, yeah. I don't want to lie to my kid. Because you start lying to them, they start being secretive and...
Childhood trauma.
Yeah. I feel like they feel like it's okay to hide stuff because you're like they feel like you are too.
Oh, mom's lying to me. Yeah. I could lie to her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you that kind of like, thing. I'd rather just her be straightforward. I mean, you want to try some weed? Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know? But at a certain age, of course. I think I would probably start with whatever she starts noticing. I mean, how other way? I don't want to shove it in her face.
Yeah, of course.
Like, once she questions it or something.
I mean, she's, like, copying everything I do now. So, like, if she sees mommy's cough, she's like,
Wait, like, so imitating it.
So earlier, Lucy, she's like, "Yo, I don't know where she gets her attitude." And now she's over here like,
"She copies everything I do. This little baby's
copying everything I do, huh? Let's add 1 + 1 together there, listen, buddy."
That it shit equals is in her 3.
Blood. That shit is in her blood. Oh. I don't know.
I love that little girl. I don't know why, but
she's the cutest, man.
She's so fucking cute.
Yeah, kids are dope. Shout out to you. Shout out to you for being a mother.
It's going to be interesting to see how she like grows up and what her personality starts to be and stuff.
Oh my God.
When she starts like talking. Yeah.
But hopefully she's like the father.
Now,
little gangster.
Do you have a preference of sativas or indicas or hybrids? Are you just like, I just want to get high? Like,
I like sativas and hybrids. Okay. I don't like the indicas as much because I just don't want to feel sluggish.
Okay.
I feel like they're more of a downer. You just want to chill, maybe sleep.
Nice.
No, I want to be active. I like to clean when I'm high.
We talked about that in a few episodes ago. We're like, for me, I like.
Oh yeah, you like that. I'm the guy. The morning smoke.
Yeah, morning smoke.
If no one's in the house, music playing. I just smoked. Yo.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna smell like
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso. Oh, Fabuloso.
I thought it was that Paso, baby.
Hell no, nah, dog. That's not Fabuloso, okay. Dog.
Damn, that's
damn,
interesting.
It smells like Paso.
This man is wildin'.
I love that commercial, man. When I was young, I loved that commercial. Paso smells good, dog. I can't lie.
What's the most beautiful place you've ever smoked at?
Ooh. I think it was at the Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
Yeah. The Bahamas?
We went on a cruise.
Oh, with your shit. Man?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, no one knew who we were going with. It was
pre-COVID, pre-baby.
Yeah, that was living. Like when we were reckless as fuck.
Damn.
And I didn't bring weed on there because I was like paranoid as hell.
Oh, did you get it from the Bahamas?
No, he got it. And he doesn't even smoke. So I was like getting my hair braided, just drinking like a pina colada.
In the Bahamas.
Yes. And then he shows up with, he's like, hey, go to the bathroom and roll this up. The only thing is, it was like a backwood. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, I think I've seen a YouTube video on this, how to like unravel it and then put it back together. The weed was shit, but the place was really nice.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
He's like, and I got the backwood, and you're just like, fuck.
She went on YouTube.
I've never done one of those.
How to roll?
How to roll backwood?
I didn't have any service. Like where I was rolling,
so
it
took
it was
like forever to load.
That is funny as hell.
I couldn't use my minutes or anything like that.
Dang.
How has smoking for you evolved over the years? So you said the first time you smoked was when you were 17. You didn't like it because you got paranoid. How has it evolved now that you are not 19 years old or not 17 years old?
I smoke every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Has your habits changed? Obviously, you smoke weed every day. When we were younger, when we first started hanging out, all of us, and getting high and having those smoke sessions in my garage,
I think
we used to just smoke to get like fucked up,
high. The jet cave.
Is it still that same way for you?
No, I can't do that. Like, my throat hurts. My tolerance isn't as good. Like, don't get me wrong, I have a high tolerance, but smoking joints back to back to back to back, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Like, I could do a nice edible and be chilling. I don't want to be stupid.
You sure about that?
I'm just gonna pass out and not enjoy my high. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like to sleep when I'm high.
You like to sleep?
Like, I love sleep.
Yo, sleeping's so great.
I love sleeping.
I appreciate your fucking sleep.
I love She's like that.
Coming from a
as
mom.
As a mother, please appreciate all the time you could sleep.
I wish you guys could have seen.
No,
Mark's
honestly,
face
do
when
you
on an
average, how much do you sleep like now that you've had a kid?
Let's
say daily.
I mean, I sleep from like 12 to like 7:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not too bad. Yeah, unless she wakes up in the middle of the night, then I'm fucked.
She doesn't do that anymore. I feel like
she has been lately, but I think it's just she's cold or she's still hungry or, you know, shit
or
like
she's
that.
Your child.
Yeah, sure.
And she just wakes up and she's like, I'm gonna wake my parents up.
She'll just lay on my chest with her eyes like, wah! But still, this shit. And I'm,
she's not
and
even
the
crying.
Moment I put her down crying, I'm like, fuck.
Wah! Pick me up.
Do you like think that smoking helps you get to sleep?
Well, yeah. Like I sometimes have to put her down, run outside real quick, hit the pen, so I could try and go back to sleep. Then I wake up groggy as fuck, more tired.
Oh yeah.
And then there goes my morning.
It literally is a full time job.
Yeah, no, it is. Like those mornings where you're like tired as fuck, and you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna sleep those extra 3 hours before work.
Yeah.
No, you just gotta get up and do the damn thing every damn day. Like
you have to.
I think it's important that for you to kind of talk about this side of being a parent, because you are young. Like I know you said you're old, and I know you feel like you're old, but you're not old. You're young.
Yeah. You are.
And I think it's important for a lot of women out there and young parents in general to understand, like, it's okay to have those bad days and those feelings of feeling
honestly,
lost and like you need help.
You can't put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Like you're doing the best you can. Like what the fuck else you want?
Yeah.
You
know,
like you're literally figuring this shit out.
Exactly.
As you go.
Like exactly. The first 2 weeks were terrifying. I'm bringing this whole kid home 3 days afterwards, and you don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know CPR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like who knows all that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you start learning and figuring it out, and I don't know. You go from there, I guess.
When my sister had the twins, that was the first time I held a baby, like a newborn baby, like the day was born. That was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
It is the most fragile and frail and delicate thing you will ever hold in your entire life.
How about when the nurses are like manhandling your kid?
Bro, yeah, and then they're like, it's fine, like holding it upside down by his legs like a chicken.
Like, yeah, and it's just like,
it's like
really? In the beginning, you're literally like so careful. Then now you're just throwing her ass.
Yo, if you ever throw her, I will take her from you. I'll just
well, so
like,
it's funny because obviously this is your first child, and they, you know, obviously a lot of parents, rightfully so, with their first children, they are very, very delicate, very cautious of everything they do. Then by the second one, you're like blasting music. You're like, oh, you gotta be loud
like
and rough.
I feel like I'm already at the second
one
though, because I did not want my kid to not be able to sleep because our music was blasting.
Yeah.
We're Spanish as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You think we're not gonna blast some reggaeton in the background?
No, and I guarantee you, she probably sleeps through that shit now.
She
like
sleeps
nothing
through it. Yeah. No problem.
There's that meme on the internet. It's like, you know, kids at a quinceañera, and they're all like passed out, and the DJ's just like the DJ in SpongeBob, like, and the kids are all just like passed out because that's how like we all grew up. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to bring that back into her life because, like, you know, in our childhood, we grew up with all our families getting together, Spanish parties, loud as shit. There's always babies in another room sleeping on a bed, like
random babies
next
to all the
like,
coats.
We don't have that now, so I'm trying to like bring that shit back.
That's dope. Well, I mean, you and your family, you guys always have a good time. You guys always get together and
we try
make sure that everyone feels like a part of the family. Like I like hanging out with your family. You guys are cool.
Yeah, they're fucking lit.
Yeah, for real. That 4th of July party was so fun.
There's always food, dog.
Oh, we like to
always
eat.
Always fucking food.
Always good food.
What is... We're talking about
the
food.
The churrasco?
Oh, baby, don't
fuck me up, fam.
Don't fall in love with the food right now. What is one of your favorite things to eat while you smoke? Do you get the munchies when you smoke?
I get the munchies all the time.
I think that just means you're hungry.
I eat all the time. Definitely tacos. Tacos is my shit. My go-to munchies.
Okay.
Oh.
I have it at least once a week.
I think I do too, not gonna lie.
Yeah, no.
I love tacos.
Frozen blueberries.
Blueberries are awesome.
Blueberries are great.
Blueberries are
but try them frozen.
Oh my god. Fucking weirdos.
What?
You don't like fruits?
I love fruits.
You don't like blueberries?
You look like someone that like fruitcake. To be honest with you,
I don't like cake.
But you like fruitcake.
You don't like blueberries, Davey?
I don't know. I like blueberry. I like blueberry muffins.
Yeah, you trying to like.
I like blueberry muffins right now. I don't know. It's just weird. Like they frozen too.
Have you tried it?
It's like having ice. That's no, blueberry like flavor. Ice,
dog. It's like having a smoothie.
Have in you your tried mouth. It?
Well, that's where smoothies usually go.
It's like a crunch every time.
This sounds like a goddamn Snickers commercial.
Dang. You know, have you guys ever tried those cotton candy grapes?
Yes.
I haven't tried them. Are they good?
They sell them at Publix.
Are they good?
Yeah, cotton candy good. Grapes?
Yeah, cotton candy yeah. grapes.
That actually sounds pretty fire.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
Huh, do they really taste like cotton candy? Or yeah, do they
yeah.
just
yeah.
taste?
Yeah.
Really?
Just close there. Your eyes and take a bite.
A clear bag what? With like a pink top on it. And
I've
yeah.
seen them. I'm just always skeptical about nah, it. Nah, I'm like,
buy them one time.
How does it taste like cotton candy?
You know how we talked about like everyone should buy expensive weed at least one time just to do it? Yeah. You should do that with cotton candy grapes.
Yeah. Wow, just get just the expensive it. Grapes. Do it.
They're good. They're honestly, they're really good. Yeah.
If they don't have them at Publix, they have them at Whole Foods.
Yep, they do.
Oh, shit.
What about Fresh Market? That's the closest thing around here.
Check them
probably.
Out.
Really?
Minus Publix.
Yeah, check them out. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Is it that time?
Is it that time?
Already? Yo, did we all just took a moment and looked at each other and we're like, I think
it's that time.
Oh, here we go.
All right, well, Mark said, here we go. Smoke break.
Why am I here for that?
That was a terrible
damn,
one. That was
so
that
terrible.
Was like
it's because the disgust that came out of your body.
He's so hype
that.
Right now, and I don't know why. It's,
why
it's
am I so hype?
Yo, we're all on like 1,000, I feel like, right now.
I had like two beers.
Right
I had like two beers.
I know, we're on 1,000, and he's on a mil.
Smoke yeah. that, Jay. But yeah, everybody, it's time for that smoke break. So roll yourself some.
Your parents
pack
go
a
outside,
bowl,
get
yeah, yeah,
kid.
Get in that little corner of yours,
get away from the kid,
yeah.
Run, get AFK'd, and enjoy the smoke break.
Yeah.
Peace,
yeah, enjoy that.
Davey's our resident DJ for the pod. He comes up with all the songs.
I can tell.
Do you listen and you're like, that's definitely a song that
yeah,
Davey played?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm surprised there's no
so
Tyler.
So groovy, yet. Dog. Like,
I like this song.
No Tyler?
Yeah.
In the future.
In the future.
Just so good. It's such a good song. The feel-good song.
Are we back?
Yeah, we back.
Yeah, we back.
We back.
And we back.
And we back. Damn, you gotta say, then we back.
And we back.
And we back. Hey, we back. And we back.
We just had our nice little smoke break for our smoke break. That was nice. I felt like I was able to compose myself again.
Stuck as fuck.
What's nice? You stuck, girl?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the highest you've been in a while.
So this is when we get into the lightning round. No, I'm just kidding.
Chugga.
Chugga.
Challenge
speed.
Accepted.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm pretty high as well.
You yeah, guys? I'm pretty fucking lit.
What is that we're smoking today, by the way?
It's that pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade,
yeah.
Where's this from?
Sponsored by Move.
Move?
Yep.
Move Dispensary?
Yeah, correct. It's a Move Dispensary in Longwood.
You know, today I learned that there's over 352 licensed dispensary companies in the state of Florida.
Yeah,
in Florida,
crazy, right?
There's
yeah, I
lot.
Have one of them.
You own one?
Yeah, it's called Red Wave.
Yeah, there we go.
Where'd you get that bud from? I got it from the Red Wave.
From the Red Wave.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to you, man.
We play Erykah Badu 24/7.
Gosh.
So this is Pink Lemonade. Is this a hybrid?
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
Okay.
Those? We should actually let's pull up the description of it.
Oh yeah, I feel like
we
gotta look into
review.
It. We have to at least one of the reviews.
We gotta do that.
It's so
pink
funny
lemonade.
When you
this
pull
this.
This
is actually
this
pretty
up.
Nice.
I like.
Did
this.
Did you smoke before you came? You pregame?
I pregame before the pregame.
Damn. Okay. Pregame for the pregame.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's why you show stuck right now.
Stuck as Chuck.
Oh damn! Okay, so it was pink lemonade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually tastes like pink lemonade.
Yeah, when you hit it when you hit it from the bong, it's like, whoa, that, like, that's
yeah,
it's
very yeah. And I just cleaned it too. It's like a nice clear hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, I love it. It says energetic. Give it to me. Top of fag
hybrid.
Energetic.
Made with lemon skunk and purple kush.
Ooh, and that shit is purple too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Very.
And it tastes so good.
Yeah.
They both taste
so
like
shout out to
different.
It was Move Dispensary.
Yes, if you see it.
So can you name all the can you name all the dispensaries you've copped from?
Yeah, probably. I've copped from Statera, Move, Trueleaf, One Plant, Vidacan. I think Harvest.
Harvest is a big one because they're in different states.
Yeah.
So is Trueleaf. And I think Sotero as well.
Yeah, I think so too. Trying to think. I think that's all of them. Maybe some. Maybe I might forget one. But it's been quite a few.
I feel like I've when I was in Denver, I went to like four different ones. I was like, fuck it, we out. We ball. Yeah. Fuck it, we ball. Like, I was like, I'm going to hit this one. Now I'm going to hit this one. Then we go get that shit from that one.
Then you take
we
a nap.
We went to a few in Colorado.
No, we copped from everything like the first day, and then we just didn't have to go back.
We
copped shit for the entire week
we
there.
Didn't we have to go back and buy more?
Yeah, we went back to another place.
Yeah.
We didn't go to the same place though twice.
No,
right?
We didn't.
Where did we go the second time in Colorado?
Remember when I went to go get the I think I got like dabbed like rosin.
Oh, we went to another store. Okay, I remember I was going to another store now. And then right next to that store they had like a lounge that was next door. And it wasn't really like a lounge. Honestly, it looked like an Orlando boutique kind of almost.
Okay.
Very.
Yeah.
Like it reminded me of an Orlando boutique for sure. And
hipster.
Like you go to the fucking back and there was just like, they're like, yeah, this is our game room. And it was just like, it looked like an adult daycare center. Like there was like a bin full of shit to do. There's like a spot that you can like draw and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Swear.
But you can like
straight up burn.
You can if you buy dab, you can get a rig from them and rent it out and fucking burn there. Like we were hitting the pen. Wow. I was like, man.
Oh my god.
Let's see how this pen is gonna be like, and we're just like fucking doing it, hitting the pen. And we're just like fucking high.
Yo, and everybody around you is like smoking and shit. It was actually kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
That's super dope.
Straight up dab right next to us. I was like, that's
cool.
And
then what were we doing? I forgot what we did there. It was like the simplest thing.
We probably drew something. I don't know.
Yo, I swear we probably were doing word searches or something while we were there.
Yo, so I have a review for that pink lemonade. That's pretty funny.
All right.
So this person starts with a T, ends with a 3, gave it a 3-star. This was in 2017. Though.
3-star, no, 5-star.
Oh, no, star. Yeah, it's 5-star. Well, I said 3-star. Oh, because there's a 3-star, right? There's a 3 right there. That's my bad. But this person said, awesome ass strain. Picked up an ounce at the new commencement. Commencement? Yeah, am I saying that right? Bay
cannabis shop
in Fife?
In Fife?
Is it Fife?
Fife? I feel like it's Fife.
First in, first.
Fife dog.
Ella Drake.
He said Fife.
Fife? It's in Washington, though.
Don't miss that Fife.
Sorry, made a Fife. He's in Washington. So we're going to leave it. We're going to call it Fife. Fife, Washington, off of I-5 on my way home from work. Rolled a blunt as soon as I got home after taking my dog out. And damn, creeper. But probably one of the most relaxing, energetic strains I've ever inhaled.
You know what's funny about weed reviews is that I feel like majority percentage of them always say, this is the best high I've ever had. This is the best weed to smoke and then go do something like, motherfucker, we know. We know.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. All we need to know is, this shit's fire. It's a mids. Or it's not it. That's it.
That's very true.
That's it.
All I gotta say
is I
like the
5-star.
But it's entertaining. It's very entertaining. These motherfuckers are funny.
But honestly though, if you think about it, that does express like somebody's like creativity. And that's probably why they're explaining it in this way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, it's dope that they
They're like, it's I mean, look every, at this. All I gotta say is, wow.
And you know what's funny is if like, you look at the bottom of the if you see at the bottom of the review, it even says how many people found it helpful.
Yeah, that's what
so like that one's like 31 people found this review helpful. Like, yo, shout out to you for taking the time out and leaving a detailed review of what you did when you smoked or
how I should start doing that.
Me, I just bet, yeah, nah, this shit's fire, dog.
I know.
Only and three reviews.
Maybe having like a whole narrative out there.
No, there's 151 reviews. Damn, we
look
were
up
just,
the other one. The other one is Nana Hammock.
Oh, Nana Hammock. Not to be confused with Banana Hammock.
It's literally Nana Hammock.
Should be called Canna Hammock. Maybe that's why it's just Anna. Wait, is Anna? Or yeah. Or Nana.
What? Nana.
Nana Hammock.
Oh, hammock. I put Mick.
That one's just Banana Hammock.
Yeah, it's Banana Hammock. Fuck.
My bad, my bad, my bad. My
beat. Let's see if they even have it.
Well, yeah.
They have Nana Fix.
It might be a hybrid between Nana's Fix and Banana Hammock.
Most likely.
I don't know.
Just look up the Banana Hammock. Let's see what's good with it.
That's 4.5 stars. That's not 5 stars.
Ooh, they didn't get 5
There's not as many reviews, though. Pink Lemonade had 151 reviews.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but yeah,
18% THC. Okay, Leticia, do you have your card?
No,
you do not have your card.
I
shout out to your local street pharmacist.
I really want to get my gun license, but I don't know if the details pertaining to having both.
Yeah,
I need my gun license. I gotta protect my kid.
I just don't want to be for weed. I don't want to be in like some registered system. Like, yeah, it's
neither do I.
It doesn't fucking matter. Like anything else I got going on in my life, I don't care. But like, it doesn't matter if I smoke or not.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting shit from the streets anyways.
So yeah. have you ever traveled to a place where it was you could just smoke wherever you want?
No. Well, no, actually, I lied.
Miami, you smoked in the Bahamas, you said. So, like, have you traveled anywhere else and been able to smoke?
Miami,
definitely.
Yeah.
The art district. You can light up a joint there, no problem. Everyone just smokes.
Yeah.
It's not a...
Wynwood? In Wynwood?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that shit's I didn't know that. I'm about to spark a J and...
Last time I was there, we ran into, like, a whole weed convention. Best time of my life.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what?
They were just, like, selling weed and shit?
Yeah. A friend and I, we both were, like... kind of cautious because we were like, can we come in? Can we buy? Can I bring it with me? Am I allowed to walk out with this? You know, like, I need to know the legits before they try to fucking play me.
Yeah. Like selling you CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I want to know what this is first. And they just, like, we walk in after we paid. They're handing out edible samples. Of course, I'm just grabbing all the things I can get.
Yeah.
First thing I see is a pre-rolled. I'm like, fuck this. Let's smoke while we're... walk around.
Everyone else is
smoking. Yeah. Might as well. They had everything from like cake batter to drinks.
That was so good.
That sounds like fun. That's fun.
It was a good time.
They have similar things like that around here, so.
Yeah, they do.
Dang,
you didn't smoke when you went to, didn't you go to like Amsterdam or
I went to London.
London.
Oh, you did go to London.
You can't do that there though.
Listen,
that's just like Japan.
I went through a detox in those 10 days, okay?
You want to tell us that story? Or you don't have to.
I got fucking played. I will tell this story. Okay. I got fucking played by one of them fuckers.
Okay.
them brubs.
It's like maybe the second to last day, and we've been there for like 8 days already, and we still haven't found any bud.
Yeah.
I mean, I was drunk every day, but still, I want some weed.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So we didn't really have a connect for that. Just everything else. And then I saw a guy on the street and we started talking to them. We took shots with them, whatever. We were walking around and I asked him if he knew anywhere where I can get some bud. I was like, yo, I just want to fucking smoke. And I watched this like program back in the day where it's like, in the streets of London, they have cameras that watch you, and the police will go and show up there. Yeah, so I got fucking scared, and I'm paranoid. So he's like, don't open it here. Just give me 20 euros. just don't open it here. That guy right across the street, he's one of those guys. And I'm like, what the fuck? So
Drunk
ass didn't open it until we got to the subway. And it was fucking cigarette. Like the tobacco cigarettes, because they roll their shit there. The first time I saw them rolling it at the bar, I'm like, yo, like they're just rolling up here. No, it was a cigarette.
Rolling tobacco.
Got me. Damn. That's how desperate I felt like I was. And I was like, you know what? I need to chill out.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you go about trying to find a dealer or someone to buy from?
She just asked and seemed
went around. Listen, like, actually, no. I just look at, there's certain people you got to look for, you know?
Like, they fit the profile.
You big.
That's why you got played. He's like, this bitch thinks I smoke weed. I'm going to give her some cigarettes.
This kid was very light skin. Very like.
Was he like?
No, he was like total white boy, like. Young, yeah. Just trying to be wild on the streets, you know, like so I'm like,
did he have the bangs but with the fade as well?
Yeah, no. And I should have thought something, because this boy next to him was like, don't do it to her, don't do that to her. And I'm like, just give me the fucking weed so I can leave.
Yeah,
because that guy is probably watching us. Stupid.
Dang, man, that's crazy.
Played.
Damn, they got you. They're like stupid Americans.
I know, but you know what?
I mean, those are like 20 euros, right?
I had a joint waiting for me in my car when I got to the airport. So
oh, that's that was smart the best time thinking. Of my life. You get in, you're like.
I told my best friend, I was like, listen, you're not even going to hit this right now.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. She's like crying.
Yeah,
like
that's how it felt in the sunset. And
so you said you kind of went on a detox while you were out there. It was like
yeah,
10 days.
For like 3 days I couldn't eat.
Well, I was gonna.
And I was sweating like a pig.
Why couldn't you eat? I'm curious.
I couldn't eat. You know when you like smoke a lot and then like you just don't have an appetite until you smoke.
Yeah.
It was like that bad. Oh, so that
because you weren't smoking.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was that bad.
Wow. And you were sweating?
I was looking for like mashed potatoes, and they don't fucking have mashed potatoes in London.
Don't have mashed potatoes in London?
You guys, any KFC or
anything? You're probably asking
the
wrong thing. Can
I
get some chips that are mashed?
Just in case.
You wanted KFC?
Get me some mashed up chips, please. But I want them mashed.
They don't have mashed.
Yo, they're fried. They can't mash fried chips, dog.
Hey, give me them chips mashed.
Wow. Okay. What's the longest you've ever gone without smoking? Because 3 days just tipped you over the scale.
9 months.
Okay. Duh. Stupid fucking question. 9 months.
No, prior to that, like I would stop if I have like an interview.
Yeah.
But I don't find a reason to stop. Like I like to smoke. That's one of my hobbies. All my friends smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here.
And no, we I'm inside.
Especially when you feel like your life isn't, it's not detrimental to who you are as a person.
No.
So it's like, why the fuck should I stop smoking? Like, I'm going to be the same person no matter what. Like,
exactly. I mean, I'm trying to get to a point
for like a job
not giving
you know?
A fuck about what people think, because I'm so like anxious of like, oh, like they're going to see that I'm so high and this and that. Or like, why does she always have to smoke before going somewhere? Bitch, I like to. You want me chill?
I know, like
I feel like I'm too hyper when I'm sober. I need to chill out.
I feel that. Sometimes I feel like I have to smoke before things if I'm like super anxious or something. And I told you guys one time, like I had to smoke before I had to drive because I had like so much anxiety because I had a car accident.
Man, I had anxiety last night watching a movie.
Yo, for real?
I had to fucking smoke.
What movie were you watching?
The Tomorrow World. They didn't show the alien yet that they go against, but when they were like amping up for it, it got like really quiet. Gotta clear my throat. Pardon me, everybody. And I'm just like, oh my God, that shit's gonna fucking pop out. Just kill everybody.
He started getting anxiety.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
That's,
I was like,
that's really interesting.
I did too, though.
Bro, it got so intense. Quiet. Like, because in the movie, if anybody hasn't, spoiler, but if anybody hasn't, like, watched the movie, I suggest watch it. It's all right, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know,
I enjoyed
it.
I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was good.
But this is a new twist.
You know, the part, like, they were just put into, like, some shitty-ass situations over and over again. Like, first he got drafted. And then, like, they're like, oh, yeah, you get, like, a training. We're going to put you in a training for, like, a week and then send you off for another week, something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the same. They're like, oh, I know it's the first day, but we need y'all to go now.
Like, right now.
Yeah, like, right. They were, like, sleeping.
Y'all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, we're just going to drop you in a spot where you're, like, 5 to 10 feet in the air, and you'll just, like, fall in, like, this water. Bro. And they were, like, in the fucking sky. They got fucking transported.
Yeah, I feel like people, immediately died.
A bunch of people died. They flew to the fucking ground.
Yeah.
To the concrete, to everything.
The people literally survived because they fell into a pool.
Yeah,
what fucking luck was that on a rooftop building?
The fuck luck was that? Everyone would... Have you seen this? Have you seen The Tomorrow War?
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty good movie.
It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's literally like they're fighting a war that's in the future. So they're like jumping into the future to save
To save humanity.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of crazy.
Like everyone in the future is beginning to die because of what's happening. And so the survivors in the future go back in time to try and bring people to help them save humanity. Otherwise, the world is done.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool concept. I feel like I haven't seen a suspenseful, like, you know,
action movie
like that in a very long time where it's something new. It's not like, oh, a natural disaster is occurring and The Rock has to save everyone. And
The Rock
flying in a fucking helicopter.
The Rock.
No, I mean, it was Chris Pratt, but
he has,
like,
one arm.
You know, yeah. It's not fucking Dom Toretto and his family.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was a good movie. You should check it out.
I did it. But man, there's a scene where they're in the stairwell and it's just like,
let's not spoil it.
It's just so quiet.
Like,
no, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm just saying how quiet it was. It was like that quiet.
Stupid.
Oh man. So that caused you to have some anxiety. Well,
yeah, it did. But I mean, we were smoking already. I was just like, when you guys were talking about anxiety, that reminded me of the last time I had anxiety. I'm like, literally yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah.
Because me and alien movies don't mix, dog.
It's because you are one.
But I watch
trying to call your ass home.
Not call my ass home.
He'd be watching it and hears like subliminal messages. He's like,
dog, if I was one of those aliens, I'd be like, oh guys, I'm changing. Run, I'm changing.
Nah, it's a good movie. Oh man.
I did think that was good.
How did we get here?
Yeah.
Well, we started because we were talking about anxiety and she was smoking because, you know, Leticia, they're saying like, you know, she would get, why you always have to be high when you go out? And it's like, you know, well, what do you want me to be, an asshole then?
Brought us back to the...
You don't want me to be chill?
Back to the timeline. We were going off on...
It's all right. You know? I got it back. I'm the TVA, baby.
Yeah,
TVA. Oh, man.
I deleted that branch.
But pruned it.
Yeah, I did prune it since it's Shadow Realm.
Anxiety is a real thing, and I don't think that people should feel. We've said it plenty of times. I'll always try and be an advocate for talking about, you know, taking care of your mental health and shit, but don't feel bad about it. Like, if you have anxiety attacks, if you feel like stressed out about something going on in your life, like, just chill, you know. If you can and you want to smoke, relax, take a deep breath, enjoy life. Everything could be a lot worse.
I get anxiety attacks right before I go on roller coasters, so I don't go on roller coasters.
Maybe you should smoke beforehand.
I don't think that works.
I don't know what to say to that.
Trust, we've been blasted, and he's still that way.
Yeah, no,
like, hold
it's
on
cool.
for dear life.
I've already said, like, I got you on that one roller coaster.
Yeah, the kiddie
and what
coaster.
Did I say after that? I would never ask you to get on another roller coaster. No, I'm just like,
Yeah.
And it was that. Which one was it at Busch Gardens?
Sand Serpent. Yeah, check it out, everybody.
We talked about this on the other episode.
Yeah, just so you know, listen to our previous episodes. If you haven't, everybody, you'll know about the Sand Serpent.
and how it's fucking dangerous for fucking little kids. Don't put your little kid on that. They'll fly the fuck off.
Davey was really scared. They will
fly, and you'll be on the news.
Little kids go on there.
Little kids go on that all the time. It's that's a kid like roller coaster. A
kiddie coaster.
Don't put your kid on it.
Those kids had a good time, but they get off and they're like, "Good thing I held on at one time because I would have flew the fuck out."
Dude, my niece. I was at my mom's yesterday, and my niece was like, "Dear Marky, do you want to go to Universal?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, I mean, sure." And she's like, they have the Hulk there. And I was like, you get on the Hulk? And she's like, I haven't, but I want to. And I was like, well, I'm going to create.
Who said this?
My niece, Leilani.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Poor girl.
I'm so excited.
She's gonna. She's either going to hate her or love it. That's just like no in between.
No, yeah, it's going to be awesome to see the terror on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like theme parks, roller coasters?
I do.
Do you plan on taking your child? You could leave that one out.
Fuck no.
To any theme parks?
No. I really? Say this now, but I hate going to theme parks. I hate it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, just because I don't like big crowds.
Okay.
I hate sweating for if I'm not working out.
Yeah.
You're standing in these long-ass lines to be paying how much? Like, how much money these people really put into Disney?
I'll tell you straight up.
Stupid. Yeah.
Disney's expensive.
It is like expensive. Like, I will take my daughter maybe once, like, when she's old enough to kind of, like, know what she's doing and
yeah.
you know having fun and stuff, but yo, shout out to the grandparents because that's on them.
You're gonna abuelas today.
Yeah. Abuelita.
I like amusement parks more than theme parks. Like I don't really care too much for Disney per se, right? I think it's cool, but I'd rather be amused by something.
Water parks are my shit for germs. Yeah,
it's what?
Definitely.
They're cesspools for germs. They
probably
just
have a strip park, and Mark will be in there all day.
They have a
damn anything for, with for water. Amusement. I'm down.
Now, water parks are dope, though. I grew up going to water parks. Wet and Wild was a
Wet and Wild truly for, wild place. If you didn't Noche de San Juan, whew.
You're so. Yeah. Hispanic.
I have been to one of those.
Yeah,
you are so.
They just had took one a shit on me.
They did.
Yeah.
Hold on. You guys, we can't brush that under the rug. Hold on. What did you say, Davey?
Oh, a bird took a shit on me at Noche de San Juan. Yeah, at Wet 'n Wild. I was like, oh, fuck. And it was just like, I had like a white shirt on. It was like right when we got there or something like that. And it was just like, look, and there's fucking bird shit on my shoulder. And I'm like, damn it.
Davey, I too got shitted on, but I was in PR.
By a bird?
I was in PR. Mm-hmm. I was eating an empanadilla,
and it was a frog.
Bird
oh my bad!
Shit on my head, and I just had a
on your
like
head?
A blowout. Yes, like right in the middle of my head.
You got a blowout?
I had a blowout. My hair, stupid.
I know. Dog, right in the middle of
right
your head.
Right in the middle of your head, and I just felt that warm shit, and I'm like, fuck.
Ooh, you
head.
Felt a warmth? I didn't feel it.
I don't know why I stood under a tree while I was eating.
Probably because it was fucking hot.
It is. I can't
It probably was hot. Stupid
hot. The whole type
hot.
Of different heat down there.
It really
I don't know.
Is.
I haven't been there in forever. So
a bird shitted on me in at Busch Gardens once.
Oh, that's
as I was walking
really?
Out, it hit
Did
my.
You have a turkey leg. In
I had
your
a
head?
No. Listen, I had a hat backwards on, right, and it hit my the strap of the hat. It hit my sunglasses.
Ew.
And then fell right onto my shirt and just dripped down.
It didn't hit your lip.
It just, yeah. I'm telling you, it missed everything. It went duke duke and just went straight down. And I was just like, I look down, I see it, and I'm just, we're about to walk out of the park, and I ran in the bathroom. I scrubbed my hat off and my glasses. I had to deal with this shit on my shirt. But,
oh man!
Hopped on another roller coaster and then we left.
Damn.
Wow, yeah, he was just like air drying on the roller coaster.
They say it's good luck. They say a bird shitting on you is a sign of good luck.
I've seen no luck.
I've seen no luck with it either.
I've never been shitted on.
Do you guys believe in superstitions like that? About like if something happens, it's good luck. Like we were at the pool and the ladybug landed on you and they're like, oh yeah, that's.
That shit died too. I don't know. I felt so bad.
And it was a baby ladybug.
It was on my skin for like a while, just crawling. And then I was convinced to put it back. So I put it on a leaf. And then like 10 minutes later, I look at the leaf and the shit was still there. And I was like, the fuck? And like I touch it and it just like fell off the leaf.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I was like, damn, dog.
Weren't you trying to put in the container, though?
Yeah, but the container had a crack in it. So it's like there wasn't no, like, it's not like it was fucking but sealed.
He was going to try and keep it.
It was like 100 degrees, and he's putting in this Tupperware that had a baby micro crack.
I was going to bring it to the apartment so it could be our indoor ladybug to eat all the bugs. But then y'all convinced me, and then so I took it out, and then it was on my skin for like 10 minutes just crawling around.
Davey's a ladybug killer.
Yeah. Damn. You see that one That's video terrible. Of the chick allegedly, that released allegedly. A bunch of ladybugs.
These are all allegedly. I don't want to. I'm not the ladybug killer.
Peter's going to come after your ass.
Killer! And they just pour red paint on me. Like, what the fuck I do, man?
But yeah, I was going to say, do you guys believe in any weird superstitions? Not weird. I shouldn't say they're weird. Different superstitions? Anybody?
Give me an example.
Yeah, give me an example.
Like a bird shitting on you, and that's supposed to be a sign of good luck. Good like luck. Things like that.
Oh, I don't stand underneath, like, I don't go underneath a ladder. That's just, like, weird.
You know, like, I like mean, isn't fucking, that something?
There's
that
those things in the
do.
Way that you have to like flatten out so it holds the ladder. And like, what are you gonna do? Go underneath that? What it's about, not like you can completely walk.
What about a
it.
Ladder that isn't an A-frame ladder, like one that just leans up against something?
That's still kind of stupid because it's like, why would you go underneath that? Go
I mean, around. I understand. I'm just yeah, making sure.
Do you think that's the same though, or?
Nah, I don't know.
You think it's bad luck? Or do you also, just think it's like, stupid? Just like
it's stupid to do it, but I do think it's bad luck as well.
Okay,
just
okay.
don't do it. And then like the breaking of the mirror, 7 years bad
luck.
Oh
yeah.
That's just fucking
someone
real,
brushes
dog.
Brushes your feet with the broom, you're like you won't get married.
Wow, never
really?
Heard
I
that
didn't
one.
Know that
Spanish thing.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
What the fuck?
My mom be sweeping. I'm like, yo, make sure you get my feet.
Yo, make sure you get my feet.
I never jumping knew over that one.
Really?
Trying to get married.
I've never heard that.
I've never
Me
heard
either.
That. Damn. What about you, Mark?
Oh, man. Step on a crack, you break your mom's back. No.
Yo, I can't lie, though. I avoid all cracks when I walk.
There's no way. There's no way you're cognizant of that at this point in your life.
I am.
There's. I can. I'm willing to bet there's 100% a chance that you stepped on a crack in your life at one point.
No. I have. Yes.
What if you're playing basketball on a crack court?
Well, I'm gonna step on that crack, but I probably won't play on that court. I don't know. No, I mean I would, but
break his arm again.
But like you know, oh,
gosh.
Wow, bro, wow,
firing from the hip.
She is two gun.
Yeah, for real,
I'm
Kimbo.
So sorry.
She got too many Uzis just
that
going
is
off.
Hilarious.
That peak lemonade.
No, but if I walk on a sidewalk, you know how there's breaks in the sidewalk? Yeah. I don't step on that, like the break.
Okay.
I like go over, like it's like one, two, over, run, two, over, one, two, over.
I see you. Okay. Yeah, no, for me, I never want to open an umbrella inside. Now I'm just like, meh.
Yo, it's so funny because I guess I opened up an umbrella the day that I broke my arm. Someone told me. They're like, yeah, you opened an umbrella inside. It was it was
oh shit. Really?
Yeah.
I'm dead. That's why you're dangerous. There you go.
She was like, yeah, you opened up my umbrella inside what's it called? Citrus and whatever Citrus dining room and what is it, Bay dining room, yeah. Some shit like that. And like I guess I opened it up and she was like that. And then I'm like, I don't remember that shit at all. She was like, yeah, you didn't. Then you know, you weren't at work for like 2 months because you broke your arm. I'm like, oh, true.
That's wild.
Yeah, so it's funny. Whoa. You said that. I'm like, yo. Correlation.
Yeah. I'm scared of umbrellas.
What?
A Thousand Ways to Die.
If that were the case, you'd be afraid of everything.
It was an episode.
Yeah, you ever seen Final Destination?
No, she stuck like an umbrella down their throat. Like, you know, those magic people that do the fire and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she did that, and then I guess it opened up in her throat.
No fucking way.
Did she explode?
Dead.
No, there's no way she exploded. Man. She probably just choked. They couldn't get it out. They couldn't close it.
She couldn't get it out. So she was like,
wow, bro.
See, that's the type of shit we gotta delete.
Oh my god.
We don't have video yet, so they didn't see the motion. Oh my god.
We'll let them put it all together. Be like, oh yeah, there's a you divide right here.
Oh my god, I'm so inappropriate.
1,000 ways to die. Wow. I mean,
that's not bad.
That's terrifying. But yeah, my superstition, I think, I don't know, because like we celebrated Halloween a lot. Like the city I grew up in, people would like really go all out and decorate their houses, and like trick or treating was cool. So we didn't really believe in like, you know, black cat crossing you or anything like that. But for me, like opening an umbrella inside was just like a weird thing to do, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to risk it. Like I have no need to open an umbrella inside anyway.
Yeah.
Now
that
I'm just
shit
like,
just seems like it would be bad luck.
Yeah. Do you have any, Naomi?
Oh, I can't really think of any.
Just a free spirit. You're like, yeah, I got this. Don't worry.
Should just figure it all out.
That's like, how I sound.
Nah, you just like very like nonchalant. You know, like oh, there's a ladder. Let me walk underneath it.
What?
See what happens.
We got Spanish moms.
No, but speaking of like superstition, so it was like, you remember how we had that like the if you rolled it you have to light it superstition?
Yeah.
I definitely lit the J that Naomi rolled today. Like I was the one who lit it first. Mm-hmm. And right before I did it, I was like, maybe Naomi should do this. And I was like, nah. I just did it anyways.
Bad karma.
It's not bad karma.
Yes.
I try being a positive person, so I feel like I have a good amount of karma in my reservoir.
Yo, for real, you know how you sound like an asshole a little bit? But it's okay.
Fuck it.
She's a part of me. We're one. I could like it. Yeah.
That's exactly. See,
no,
there we go.
No, Davey, no. Ladies first, always.
Yes, yes.
I did look at you like, I mean, okay.
Yo, you handed it to me.
I did, but then when you did it, and I was like, actually,
Davey, I'm gonna hand you a shovel because digging your ass.
Yeah, digging yourself a deeper hole.
Digging my ass. Digging your ass. Is that what you said? With the shovel? That's impressive. It's weird.
He's digging his ass.
Yeah, I've been digging my ass today.
I'm gonna shut up, though.
I got you. I got you, though. No, but back to you know, certain topics. There is this one thing I did wanted to give a shout out to. Finally, the government doing something somewhat like helping out families out there. But that Child like Care Act.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but now they're giving like families with children, basically like a monthly allowance, you can kind of call it.
Okay.
So it's like if you have one child, it's like $300 a month, and then obviously it doubles, I guess, with it. With every child you get. I just think that's a great thing. I wish they actually did that when I was like a kid. Maybe my mom would have been able to afford like some more things, you know, like to do like recreational wise. But, you know, I still like the life I grew up living. But that's a great thing they're doing. And hopefully, you know, there's going to be a kid out there be able to enjoy his life a little more because of that. And that also makes me want to ask Letitia, like, were you affected by that anyway?
No, I wasn't affected. And I say this because, like, I had a good partner.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it's a good advantage for those that are single moms because they go into depression.
Exactly.
You know, they look into drugs and alcohol, and that's their turn to or their, like, relax time away from, like, having to bust ass and take care of a kid.
Yeah.
Full time, I think it's. I don't know how the fuck they do it. To
yeah,
be honest,
people who are single parents are crazy.
I couldn't do it. I have a great support system, and I appreciate that. I'm very appreciative of that. But like, you look at single parents, and it's insane.
Yeah,
like the amount of resources that they don't have.
The amount of things they consume and that they can't replenish. You
exactly.
Know,
like, I see it a lot in, like, these new reality shows or even these new TV documentaries that are coming out, and a lot of the single moms or single dads are going through it, and then addiction happens, the kid goes into the system, and then their whole life is fucked.
Yeah.
The entire life, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, did you get, like, a payment
already? Yeah,
You got, like, a $300 payment
already? I haven't received one yet.
Oh, okay.
The way when whoever claims the child, like...
On their taxes
is going to be the one getting the deposit.
Okay.
God, I don't have a stingy baby daddy.
Shout out to my dude.
Yeah, no. But we should be getting it by the end of July, I want to say.
Okay.
They said they were going to start in July, so.
Yeah, like, they already they already started rolling them out from what I saw.
Yeah, he probably got it already.
Maybe he is being stingy. Oh, no, shit. No. He's like, look, I got this new Xbox. I don't know how.
Maybe compromise.
Nah, but that's great. You know,
you brought up a very good point to that. I didn't really when you were talking about how you wish that would have been available when you were a kid, and how it could have possibly introduced you to opportunities to do different things, play sports and shit like that. I never really thought about it from that perspective.
I thought about it
more so for, like, what you said, like, people who are struggling. And I didn't even think, like, even the people who aren't necessarily struggling.
But could be doing other things.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can do so much more.
Like, just get them off the street.
Exactly. Yeah. Like my mom was a single parent, and she raised two kids that were, like, that just a year apart from each other. So you basically have, like, you're taking care of, like, it's not like one kid's a lot older and they can help you with some certain things. Like, no,
when you guys were babies, you were both babies when you were
exactly talking. And like if she would have had that, like, $300 a payment per kid, like, I probably would have, like, I remember I always wanted to play more sports, but you know, some years she couldn't afford it, you know, which is, you know, understandable, you know. But if she had that $300 a month, like, that helps a lot. That's school supplies. That's food.
It's food.
That's
activities, like you said.
Shoot, you could have cable.
Yep.
I didn't have cable my whole entire life growing up. That could have been like a cable payment. I would have been fine with that shit. I love Toonami and shit and Cartoon Network. I couldn't watch that shit.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah. So shout out to at least whatever Bill went through to get that going, and I hope it continues and it's a permanent thing, because right now, from what I've heard, it's only temporary and only lasts for, like, till the end of the year. But, you know,
it's still hopefully awesome.
DC gets off their fucking ass and does the thing.
AK, have some babies.
They need to not be AFK.
I said AK, have some more babies.
Nah, I ain't having no kid, dog. Not yet. I don't think I can afford it with only $300 a month. Not right now.
It's not expensive until later.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, that was a good point. Good little.
Yeah, man. And
shout out to you.
I mean, if you guys want, I mean, we can just.
Speaking of donation, hold on. Speaking of payments, if you guys want to donate payments to. It's the AO Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Donate.
Yeah, do the damn you
help
donate.
Help us help our.
It's not a tax write off though. Sorry.
John.
What?
Help him afford
new. You're just gonna give us money, dog.
New spaces, new equipment.
Yeah, like, for real.
We wanna take this shit and have some fun with it and with you guys.
Yeah.
And John, you know, to be able to.
We can get like a recording studio. Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
So
we
can Cash App tag? What's the Cash App tag? At AO AOPod Network.
AOPod Network. Two O's for
money sign AOPod Network.
Yeah, you know, if you just want to give up like 5 cents, go for it. But I think the minimum is $1. So you can actually send change
at least through Cash App, right?
Through Cash App? No.
Yeah, not you can. There's a point. There's a period. Yeah.
Decimal. Yeah. I want to end it on a good note. That was good. That was a good little conversation. Leticia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us something exciting going on in your life before we leave. Motherhood.
That's not that exciting. I got her first birthday. That's exciting.
When is that again?
I can't wait till, like, I can get her into preschool.
When's her first birthday?
Really?
Yeah.
Most mothers are like, I never want my kid to go into school. And you're like, fucking take her.
Go.
Learn something.
I love my kid, but.
Socialize, be go. A child.
I want her to be rough on the edges.
Yeah.
Go play with the kids. But she plays with a lot of adults. Something exciting for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Well, I'm getting my first cocktail on the menu. At my job.
Oh, a signature cocktail.
Yes. I don't have a name for it.
What is it called again? Huh? What is it called and what does it consist?
So it's a pisco brandy with a coqui americano, which is like a Italian aperitif to give it that Italian flair. It's going to be a play on a caipirinha. And then the syrup I have in there is going to be a watermelon compressed with basil and jalapeno.
Some watermelon.
What is it called?
I don't have a name yet. Ooh. And I'm like, I need it in the, I got you. The next like couple days. I mean,
it's watermelon. Yeah, it's not a watermelon.
Let me tell my GM that. He's gonna be like, shut the fuck up.
He's like, shut the fuck up. That's genius. Put it on. Where'd you get the idea from?
I don't know. So it's a little spicy. Not too watermelon forward, but just like a dirty dog.
And this is going to be available when?
I don't know yet. I think it's in the next 2 weeks because they're slowly putting on new cocktails.
So if you're in the Central Florida
and,
area.
And yeah, Central Florida area.
Or go to Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Go to
La Platicia.
It's on, what's that main road?
Park Ave.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Park Ave and then kind of near Morse Boulevard.
Morse and North Park.
Yeah.
Ask
for Leticia.
Make a reservation, bro, because we're busy as fuck all the time. Or don't come. Give me a break.
we're trying to get you paid over here.
Damn. Well,
you don't want to work.
Getting me a percentage on every drink sold.
Yeah, maybe.
Taking my time and money.
What does that drink pair with? Huh? What pizza?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
The dirtiest pizza you got on there.
Yo, what's the dirtiest pizza you got on there?
That sounded dirty.
I can't wait to go there and just say that. Yeah, what's the dirtiest
Give
pizza you
dirtiest
have on there?
Dang,
maybe
they're gonna be like, oh,
would
what?
It be weird if you called it a dirty something?
I don't know. I was thinking
like
more
a dirty
of like
water.
A something Spanish style.
Dirty water.
The dirty letty.
Call it the
letty titty.
Letty. Call it the Giuletti.
The Giuletti.
Then yeah. We have a Giuliano.
Like, oh, that's perfect. It's like it's like your daughter's name and your name. The Giuletti.
You should call Letty. It family.
Familial.
Call it family.
El familial.
Familial.
El Letty familial.
Fuck. But yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming in and kicking it with us.
Thank you.
Sorry, we got you so high.
It's okay. Just glad baby's down.
It's like. Baby's down. Baby's knocked out. The eagle can come home. Over. But on that note, we out. Before we go, obviously, shout out to all of our listeners. Thanks for rocking with us, listening in, joining us every week.
Millie Rock.
You can actually check out, we'll tweet it. You can actually check out our podcast. I mean, our playlist on Spotify. Our podcast.
Check out our podcast too.
Check out our podcast. If you're listening to our podcast, check out our podcast. No, our playlist on Spotify. We'll tweet it out. It has all the music that we've played on the pod so far, all the songs.
It's pretty groovy. It's
a nice little playlist. Yeah,
I played it and it was just on shuffle and I was vibing to it.
And we have it open collaboration, so you can add on songs as you see fit.
What?
So yeah. So like if someone's
the listeners too,
right? We have it completely open like that?
I don't. Really?
Baby.
I have to check.
Yeah, I don't put that in the ether like that, bro.
Nah, because we want to listen. If the listeners want us to play a song, we're going to play it.
Hey, they can hit us up on social network for that. Social network.
Yeah, yeah. Just tweet
just
us.
Hit us on that, yeah.
But anyways, thanks for rocking with us. Hope you tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in.
Be happy.
Be grateful.
You know, spread some love. Make someone happy. Make someone laugh.
Do something nice and give someone a hug.
Pay it forward.
Childproof your homes.
Leticia gonna tell you have babies too.
Yeah, and just enjoy life.
Yeah,
enjoy
take life. Your vitamins.
Take your vitamins. Wash your hands and stop coughing in public.
Yeah, we out. Watch out for the Delta.
Peace out, everybody.
We out.
Bye.
Smoke weed every day.